2022 Mac Media Day here at the House of Blues in Cleveland. Greg Steiner, Jose Ramirez, you get the honor to be appointed to come to Media Day. How much of an honor was it when to be here, and what's the experience been like?
It's an honor to be here, and it's a blessing just to be here. And the experience is real good. You know, I'm meeting people, I'm talking to people. This is stuff that we got to get used to. So I'm glad I came here. I'm in Cleveland. I've never been in Cleveland before, so that's something new.
When you look at the rise that you've had, to come as a guy who Coach Nethery brings here and have really excelled, what was your dreams or expectations when you first heard the Eastern Michigan call?
My dream, the dream is always to go there and shine, go there, become a great teammate, go there and make it to the NFL. So I feel like right now my coaches, my teammates put me in the best position, and I feel like we're in the best position to go out here and make something happen.
You all have been voted a captain on this team, our guy who's become a leader. I know when you speak, people listen, but you're not the most outspoken guy. What's it like to be a leader and know that people really will follow with what you say?
It's kind of like what you said. I'm not really outspoken, but to be a leader, you have to do stuff that other people won't do, and that's what will make you different. And I feel like that's what's been a change in me, and my teammates see it, and my coaches see it. And it's a great honor to be voted a captain here. But like you said, it's still work to be done, and it's still leadership to be given to this team.
When you get to represent here with Haas, and Hassan, you look at him, a guy who's fought for everything that he's gotten. Mm-hmm. How fun of a trip has it been for you guys to spend time at Pikes Peak, now here together, and get to know each other better, too?
It's a great experience, man. That's my boy. It's like being in the hotel room, even the interviews. Shoot, he helped me out in interviews. He make it calm down just being in interviews with him. And even his background, you know, the walk on everything. And coming from just where I come from growing up, it's just like to see him shine, that makes me inspired to see where he come from and what he been doing as a football player.
As a guy who started as Arizona, but then you had to go the JC route. You worked hard for everything that you've gotten, had to have multiple jobs. Walk us through what all kind of odd jobs and things did you have? I know on the trip you told me you were working for Sun Chips and Coca-Cola at one point?
Yeah.
I mean, what all did you have to do?
I mean, before I went to JUCO, I worked Coca-Cola. I was a truck driver, just putting bottles up. Had to flip signs on the side of the road to get some extra money. Pay for school. I had to do a dishwashing job. I had to go in the factory. I had to do a lot of stuff, but I feel at the end of the day, like, as a football player, this is what you got to do to live your dream. So anything I did wasn't really hard. Like, I didn't grow up, see my mom working. So to me, work for three jobs is nothing I couldn't do to live my dreams. And I'm proud that I'm here right now. So it's all a blessing.
I know your mom's a very special part of your life and somebody that you really respect. How important is it for her and to play for her?
It's really important. Like I said, first of all, you know, I do everything for God's glory. But when it comes to my family, my brothers, my mother, my sister, my little brother, my nephews, it's like every time I get on that field, I think of them, and it makes me pour out even more. Even like when I think I can't get no more, it's just like, okay, I know these people depending on me. I know these people want me to shine. So it's not like we're proving anybody else, but you're trying to prove your family right, that you're doing something different in this world.
The theme of the year is stack 'em, and in a lot of ways, your life is represented. Building block upon building block to get to where you are. How much of a true to form is this theme for this team?
This theme, to me and to this team, I mean, that theme is deep. And like you said, it goes, it's bigger than football. It's like everything you do in your life, like even here, how am I going to get better at interview? Yeah, I did this, but so that, what does that mean towards the next day? So it's like stack them no matter what it is. Like I might have a good workout today, but what does that mean for tomorrow? What does that mean for the MAC championship? What does that mean for September 2nd, a third? What does that mean for the next practice? So the whole point is we're just going to keep stacking these days and get better each and every day in every way in life. So
defensively, a lot of the new faces, but a lot of the same faces in a lot of different ways. What are you most looking forward to this year on the defensive side of the football?
It's a lot to look forward to. I'm excited to see all the new guys step up and shine. Like, to me, that's just like, that play a big role. Like, yeah, they talking about Jose and Haas, you know, these guys. But it's always great when you see them people who just come out of nowhere and be like, dang, who is that? And then now these teams look at Sky Report like, now they got to play against him. Now they're going to first quarter scared. So I think that's what I'm most excited about, seeing the younger guys, seeing the transfers, see everybody just shine.
When you look at the last two MAC champions, it was Ball State 2 years ago that went from last to first. Last year it was NIU, the same situation. You guys weren't last year, and by no means am I saying that, but how, it does show that there is so much ability in this league to go and prove people wrong.
And it's kind of what you said. I feel like everybody, this is a league where anybody could win, and I feel like we got to put ourselves in the best positions every week. And like you said, people come from last to first, so it's really going in the game knowing that anybody could win, but you want to be on the other side of the winning. You want to be on the winning side, so doing everything possible to win.
And I'll get you out of here on this. Same question I asked Haas. If people haven't bought their tickets yet, they're on the fence. What's your best sales pitch to get them in the stands come September 2nd?
You watching greatness. That's all. You watching greatness. Every play, every down is greatness touching the field. Whether it's a quarterback, or a receiver, O line, you're going to see a guy every time you watch him.
Jose Ramirez, the next future star, the defensive line. It's taken off for Eastern Michigan. OC Max, maybe you're the next guy.
Yes, sir, yeah, that's the go.
There he is, Jose Ramirez, here from Mac Media Day in downtown Cleveland, Ohio.